We are on the fly, and we are at the Blue Barn today on a beautiful Thursday here at AirVenture 2022.
Wednesday
already?
Screwing up your days already.
Oh, man, I'm lost in the hemisphere. David Lighting is the manager of the Young Eagles program at EAA and the Eagle Flights program. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hosting us down here.
Thanks for stopping by. We always like having you guys here.
Yeah, every couple of years we come down and say hi and find out what's going on in this venue. So let's catch up. It's been actually a couple of years since we've been here. So tell us what's new, what's been happening, where we've been and where we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. So here at the Blue Barn, this is the home of EAA chapters and Young Eagles. This is the go-to location on the ground for everything that falls under that umbrella. Whether you want to join a chapter, you're a chapter member, you're a chapter leader, we got forums going on, we got volunteers and staff members here to answer questions about all the Young Eagles and chapter programs. This year specifically, our big highlight is the Young Eagles 30th anniversary. We're using AirVenture 2022 as the launching pad into the next 30 years of the program. As you know, it was launched in July of 92 here in Oshkosh, where Tom P. flew the first Young Eagles. So that's one of our big highlights of the year. And then we also have an RV-12 youth build in here, courtesy of EAA Chapter 1522 down in Cynthiana, Kentucky, which is used to highlight what I would call the next steps after a Young Eagles flight, you know, where the kids can come back out to the airport, get back involved, get hands-on, and continue that learning. So those are two of the centerpieces that you'll find in the facility this year.
Well, and it looks a little different than last time I was here, which was even last year. You've made improvements in here. Why don't you tell us about what is all in the Blue Barn?
Yeah, so the barn's been evolving since we first opened it. I think it was 2017 was the year we first opened. And it's great to have our own facility, and as each year passes, we are able to improve it. Our forum space, we've improved that a little bit recently with some better acoustics back there. You'll also notice you got some over here to our right. I think there's some out front as well, these Adirondack chairs. And if you'll notice, every single Adirondack chair is a little bit unique. They're all brought to us from all over the country by different EAA chapters. They make these at their chapter with their chapter members. They bring them, they customize them to their chapter in their local area. And we now have some nice relaxation space inside in the shade, out here in the breeze, so you can watch the airplanes, watch the air show. And just bring some of that chapter spirit and chapter flavor to the grounds.
It's awesome. It's nice. And we are on Knapp Road, north of the tower, just across from the forum buildings. It's easy to find. It's
very
big and it's blue.
I think there's a tram stop right out here somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah. There's also a charging station here. So if you come by, you can charge your phone. And like you said, take a break, hit the Adirondack chairs, and just chill out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us what's all in the building.
So inside, we've got, if you kind of walk the perimeter, we have the chapter program. So we have Young Eagles as our one of our big programs in there. Adjacent to that, you'll find our Ray Aviation Scholarship Program, where we're highlighting the scholarship program that provides $10,000 flight training scholarship to various youth at local EAA chapters. I think we're now upwards of 400 Ray scholars that we've had. I think we've got about 200 that have already earned their certificate. You move on from there, it takes you over to the Flying Clubs and Eagle Flights section, which is more of the adult pathways into aviation. So there, talk about free introductory flights for adults into aviation, as well as Flying Clubs, which is, of course, one of the most affordable ways to get into aviation. Similar to EAA chapters, the Flying Clubs tend to offer more of a community atmosphere and more of a welcoming space for individuals interested in either A, finding affordable access to an airplane or learning to fly. So that's kind of our pathway side. Again, we have the youth and Young Eagles and the Ray Scholarships, Eagle Flights and Flying Clubs for the adults. And then if you move over to the other side of the barn, that's more focused on volunteer resources and what EAA is doing to support the chapter members out in the field, because we want to make it as easy as possible for these chapter leaders to run their local organizations. We want to keep them focused on aviation, sharing aviation, educating youth, educating adults, and let us try to handle some of the heavy lifting, the legwork. So we talk about a lot of our resource systems like roster management for chapters, online registration for Young Eagles, some of the ongoing training sessions we do around the country on an annual basis. We get out in the field about 6 to 7 times a year to do chapter training sessions. Highlight that in here, as well as our webinar series, as well as all the other miscellaneous resources we have, everything from marketing materials to chapter websites and everything in between. I mean, it really is a whole host of resources. And like I said, in the back, we also have daily forums, anywhere between 4 to 5 daily forums a day. You can hear from EAA staff members. You can hear from chapters from around the country, how they've become successful and how you can get involved.
Yeah, it's great. And you also have some double duty here, right? So Four Corners, you've got some more stuff going on. It kind of ties together.
We do. So over at the Four Corners, we have a facility that's now in its second year. It's actually changed locations this year. It's now where the Pilot Proficiency Center used to be, and that's the EAA Learn to Fly Center. So that is the go-to location on the grounds for anybody that's got an interest in learning to fly. In there, we've got CFIs that are there to answer your questions. Because as you and I both know, oftentimes people, they don't really know where to start. You know, what is the first thing I need to do to learn to fly? Is it do ground school? Is it meet a CFI? Is it this? Is it that? And the fact of the matter is, the answer can be different for each individual.
Yeah.
So we want to work with you one-on-one and try to tell you what your pathway is. In addition to the volunteers down there, we also have some Redbird flight simulators and Honeycomb flight simulators, so people can just kind of get behind the controls. And we're also doing daily Learn to Fly forums down there.
Oh, you're a busy guy, David. You got a lot going on.
In the best way possible.
So let's talk a little bit about some numbers. Do you have them stored in your...
I do. I'm a walking encyclopedia of EAA numbers.
In your nebula?
Yeah.
Okay. So we started out, let's say... Yeah, I remember when Young Eagles hit that magic 10,000 mark. Well, that was a long time ago now. Where are we at now?
So I thought I had this number committed to memory. Let's see. 2,264,804.
Okay,
Young Eagles.
That sounds pretty exact to me.
So just coming up on 2.3, if you round up. We're coming up close to 2.3 million Young Eagles over the course of the last 30 years. Which I said it at the Young Eagles dinner last evening. I said it at my forum that I just did here earlier today, that we talk about those numbers a lot. You know, we hit 2 million back in 2016. Now I've been saying 2.1, 2.2. And because we say it so much, I think those of us within the organization, you almost become numb to it because you understand the mass of it. But I'm encouraging people, don't become numb to just how crazy impressive that is. And continue to be proud of that and just look what, you know, over close to 50,000 volunteer pilots have done over 30 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's going stronger than ever. I mean, stronger than ever.
It is. You know, we hit a rough patch in 2020, as did everybody. You know, our flight numbers really dipped quite low, which, again, to nobody's surprise. But we saw some good rebounds in 2021, and we're now using 2022 and the 30th anniversary as the opportunity to really, promote the program, try to welcome in new pilots. I tell people all the time, we are always going to have enough kids to fly. There will never be a shortage of kids with an interest in aviation. But what we might run into is a shortage of volunteer pilots. So we're always trying to recruit new pilots and new volunteers.
So you and I, before the show started here, we're talking a little bit about the more recent addition to the flight program. That would be the Eagle Flights. I say it's fairly new, but it's 10 years old, we were saying. But to a lot of people who have been in the organization for 30, 40 years, it's still kind of new. Where has that gone, and what's that trajectory like?
Yeah, so the Eagle Flights program has come a long way, even in just the 10 years since we launched it. So if you look at the Eagle Flights program, it was our opportunity as an organization, as EAA members, to do something to try to welcome in adults. You know, everyone's excited about introducing kids, and rightfully so, because they're at an age when you can really impact them and mold them and set them on a trajectory unlike any other. But there's also a group of folks out there that they've been sitting on the fence for a long time. They've always thought airplanes are kind of cool. You know, they drive out to the airport when they see something flying over that's kind of cool, just to check it out, take pictures. So what could we do as EAA to get them on board? And that's when we launched the Eagle Flights program, which is the free introductory flight programs for folks 18 and up. Just by taking the flight, they get a free EAA membership. And if they continue their aviation journey, they also have the opportunity to get their FAA knowledge exam paid for by EAA. So we'll step in and help there financially. And then 4 years ago, we also launched the EAA Flying Start program, which is an add-on to the Eagle Flights program. And Flying Start is a chapter-based program where chapters host a morning at the airport. They invite the local community out, give them a short presentation on what it takes to learn to fly, what local resources exist in the way of flight schools, flight instructors, flying clubs, and try to pair those interested folks up with an individual that might be able to help them. And then we cap that event with an Eagle Flight. So they get the education up front, they get the inspiration from the flight, and then after the flight, we try to provide them with that community and mentorship.
And are chapters doing that along with their Young Eagles days, or are they trying to separate that?
For the most part, they're separate, and we do encourage them to be separate because they're very separate style of events. You know, Young Eagles rallies, you fly anywhere from 20 and in some cases 150 more Young Eagles. It's much more of a fast-paced, let's get the kids in the air, let's show them what flight's like, let's introduce them, let's inspire them. Where the Flying Start program, again, like I said, there's a lot more education built around it, and that presentation is really the key part of the day.
Well, I'm excited for stuff you have lined up for us today. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to some cool people.
Sounds good.
All right, J-Mont G on the fly. We are at the Blue Barn. You're listening to EAA Radio.